My parents were first-generation immigrants. My father from Romania, my mother from Poland. My mother died of cancer when I was 8. Actually, and I say this because I think it's important for other people to know, but actually I was homeless for a little while. So it was not that inspiring, kindly, good kind of background that you might expect. I ended up living with a friend and her mother in high school. And I don't usually talk about it, but I don't mind because I think there's a lot of homeless people. I think there are a lot of people who come from difficult backgrounds. And I think it's important that they see that there are a lot of people in that condition.
You had mentioned a couple of things about your father in some previous interview type information. Mm-hmm. I guess he wasn't a huge fan of women getting an education.
No, he said I could not take the academic course in high school because girls don't need a college education to change diapers. That was his word. He was also opposed to giving women the vote. But, you know, he, I guess, is a product of his background and his times. He always talked about coming steerage, saw his first banana. He saw, you know, just stories, you know. He saw women with pointy-toe shoes and thought they had one toe.
Were there other parental or family-type influences in your life, people who you were close to?
I have an older sister who's 10 years older than I am, and she was on her own also quite young, but, you know, she was 10 years older than I was.
Yeah.
So there were certain, you know, people. And I certainly owe a great deal to the teachers in the public schools of Philadelphia who are so maligned, who were encouraging and positive. So, you know, clearly there were people. I remember I told my father that I had gotten a scholarship to Penn. And he had lived in Philadelphia his whole life since he was a child. He had never heard of the University of Pennsylvania, but he thought I was telling him that I was going to work for Penn Railroad, which was something he had heard of. And he thought that was a good idea.
But clearly you must have thought to yourself to apply for a scholarship or have...
It's the Philadelphia schools automatically gave a full tuition scholarship to the first academic student in every public high school class.